Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from John chapter 1, especially these words. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What are you seeking? Jesus asks Andrew and that other disciple. Good question. And Andrew doesn't really give an answer in the text. He wants to stay with Jesus. Maybe find out more about this guy John the Baptizer is calling the Lamb of God. Maybe Andrew is thinking that this Jesus, this Messiah, this Christ, will be an earthly king. Come to save them from the tyranny of Rome. Come to drive out foreign occupiers and make a new Davidic kingdom to be stronger than David or Solomon, the kings of old. Maybe Andrew thinks he'll get on the ground floor of this new kingdom and be a prince, maybe, or a governor, as Jesus is the king. What are you seeking? John was out there baptizing in the Jordan River, seeking the Lamb of God. John was told the one on whom he saw the Spirit descend, that one would be that Lamb of God. And as Jesus is baptized by John, the Spirit descends, and the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased." John must have been well pleased too. After all, John was told to baptize and seek that one, and now here he is. Here is this Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The one John had been seeking was there right in front of him. And what would Jesus do? During John's ministry and during John's life, Jesus would not fulfill his work. John wouldn't live to see the ending of what Jesus would do as the Lamb of God. What did John expect Jesus to do? Did he expect suffering, and cross, and death? We're not really told by Scripture. What are you seeking? Isaiah was seeking a servant in our Old Testament reading today. Someone to come and bring justice and judgment. Someone to come and serve God rightly. Of course, that wasn't King Ahab. In Isaiah's day, that wicked king was anything but a servant of God. Isaiah sought one who would be faithful in his calling. What are you seeking? The Corinthians were seeking their own vain pride. Paul writes that polite beginning in our epistle reading today to the Corinthians. But in the next chapters, and for the rest of the book, Paul is going to go into all of the problems and difficulties they've got there in Corinth. Their pride, their divisions, issues with food sacrificed to idols and sexual immorality, questions about the last day, all of these difficulties. The Corinthians are seeking to puff themselves up in pride, to remind them that they're better than their neighbor, more eloquent, better in every way. What are you seeking? You're seeking a Jesus to come and solve all of your problems. Jesus to come and tell you something new. Not that old-fashioned gospel stuff that you already know about so much. But to give you tips for better living. Tell you something creative to make life worthwhile. Is that the guy you're seeking? Maybe just Jesus as a moral teacher. Maybe that's all you want. Not needing some guy to die on a cross, because why would you need that after all if you're not that bad? What are you seeking? Jesus to be a friend? Jesus to follow in his example, what would he do after all? Couldn't you do the same things and be just like him? What are you seeking? Ultimately, that question is one of the law. What do you seek? For us sinners, that question always turns inward on ourselves. For Andrew, seeking an earthly king to improve his position. For Isaiah, seeking a servant king to be faithful, maybe to hear God's word and not ignore it. For those Corinthians, seeking their pride and selfishness. And for us, so often seeking a Jesus that looks exactly like us. We ask what we're seeking and we're honest, we get a good law answer. The law reflects back to us our sin. And if we had our way, we wouldn't have the Jesus who is Jesus. It's the wrong question to ask. What are you seeking? The right question is, what is Jesus seeking? What does Jesus want for John, for Andrew, Isaiah, the Corinthians, or us? It's the same in every case, isn't it? What Jesus is seeking during his earthly ministry isn't to give people new tips to make their life better or to make them invigorated. Jesus does the same things he's always been doing, seeking to bind up sin, seeking to be the servant of us all, to tear down our selfish pride and to offer himself in our place. This is what Jesus seeks. He seeks your salvation. That's why he was promised through Isaiah that a servant would come. That's why John seeks the one on whom the Spirit rests. John seeks the Christ, the Lamb of God, who must die for the sins of sinners, the true Atonement Day sacrifice, the true Passover sacrifice. Jesus must die. For that is where the servant's path leads, to die for those who don't deserve it. Jesus has not come to be a Christ of our own devising. No, he has come to do the will of the Father. And he shows you exactly what that will is as he begins taking up sins through his baptism in the Jordan River. He bears them in himself all the way to the tree and lays down his life for you. That is what Jesus does. It's what he seeks during his entire ministry. That's what he seeks even now to give you. Doesn't come with tips for moral living. Doesn't come to be an earthly political figure. Instead, he comes in the same way that he always comes, through simple word, water, bread, and wine. The way the world reviles, Jesus comes to you who understand, who know enough to seek out your sin in your life and to repent before him. To know enough to seek the one who has died for you upon the tree. To you, Jesus comes. For that is what he seeks, more than anything else, to come to you in those means of grace and offer you grace and mercy beyond compare. He comes to forgive all your sins. He comes to give and strengthen faith. He comes that you would have life and have it abundantly. Jesus comes for you. And so he is here even now seeking you, seeking to give you the benefits of what he has done. The same old thing? Yes. but his mercies are new every morning. Sinners never outgrow the need for the good news of the gospel. That simple Jesus and what he has done is what we need this day and forevermore. And so Jesus seeks to give us just himself in his name. Amen.